Yo, check this out, man. We back at it again on this podcast show, man. And I got one of my clients, man. Introduce yourself, brother. Talk to the world, man.
This your boy, Ryan Soldier Sham from Alabama, Huntsville / Birmingham. Out here in Atlanta, Georgia, making it happen with the best barber in Atlanta.
Y'all already know.
Being blessed to be able to sit in this chair and get the freshest haircut that I can receive.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what brought you to Atlanta, man? You know what I'm saying? All the way from Alabama to get an ATM. How is that now?
I would say primarily opportunity. Opportunity brought me. You know, I really love my state, but there's a lot more money in circulation. There's a lot more resources here in the metro Atlanta area, and I want to be where the money's at.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Man, this is where I got my glasses from, man. So if you want to tap in with my dog, he got nice glasses from Fendi, the Cartiers, the Buffs, you know, that's what they call them. And he got products. What are you talking about the glasses you got, man?
Just on as far as brands, then we have Gucci, Fendi, Cartier, Prada, Off-White, Ray-Bans,
Oakley's,
Burberry's, Tom Ford's, Versace, and a few more. You know, pretty much anything in the glasses world that you can imagine, we can get it.
That's what's up, man. So what's your the biggest top seller in the glasses world? Top seller you like, oh man, they gotta have it. Which one I be going the fastest?
Hands down, Cartier.
Cartier's?
Hands down.
Okay. That's what's up, the Cartier's. And what about the off-whites?
Off-white is the it's what's trending right now. I'll use that word. It's what's most popular at this moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got some really nice glasses there. They're nice quality, and the Off-White brand is making a name for itself. So they're in high demand.
Okay, that's what's up. My most classic popular brand would have to be Gucci.
So those are the top three right there.
Okay, Gucci. Okay,
all right.
Well, so what makes Gucci stands out? Like, what makes it stand out?
I think it's the longevity of the brand. Just the high profile mindset that it puts you in. It makes people want to wear Gucci. You know, it's just been known as a popular high-end luxury item for a while, so and it's still the test of time. People still love Gucci.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that comes with the, you know, Gucci cologne. I like the Gucci cologne as well. That you gotta have both. You gotta have the cologne, you know.
Right. My favorite personally is just a good old clear frame pair of Gucci's. You know, I'm not a flashy guy. I like to be modest. So I like to kind of keep the clear frames on because I like to look people in their eye. But I still want just a little flash, you know. So that's my go-to for myself.
Gotcha. That's what's up, man.
So how long you been in the barber business, my friend?
Man, I've been in the barber business 5 years.
5 years?
5 years total to be exact. And man, it's been a true blessing, you know. Well, from then until now, but I had to go through the barbershops to get to where I'm at, too. So I had to learn those ropes, and man, I tell you, I love it, man. It's a blessing, bro.
What impressed me about you is your skill set in comparison to my other barbers. And you telling me that you only cut hairs for 5 years, I'm actually shocked.
Yeah, really.
I would think that you have multiple decades in the game with how clean and crispy my haircut is.
Yeah.
I appreciate the effort and energy that you put into this.
What happened?
I don't know.
Might
as well just pick something right here.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, we're going to have to come back to the show, y'all. Let me take care of it. I just picked
the
devil
on my face.
Oh, okay. Let's get this correct, man. Put a little alcohol on there. All
right. You want me to wash it out?
Yeah, let's get that washed. You know, I got some for him. Let me see. Just a second, y'all. We still alive, but give a client taken care of first. You know?
All right.
We back at it, man. My boy, he back right.
Yes, sir.
Get that fresh cut. Fresh
cut. Spring and summer cut, man. Man, how your buddy been doing the one you're popping? The glasses. How's
he's doing immaculate. You know, okay. He started his Atlanta together. Mm-hmm. I was selling glasses in Birmingham. When I first got here, I didn't have any transportation. I seen he was very intelligent. So we started working together. And we started out selling hand sanitizer, you know, during the pandemic. We were able to use those funds and invest in getting into the glasses business. Now, we still are partners, but we also are able to work independent. So, you know, he's out here doing his thing, you know. He's living good, and I'm proud of him. You know, he gives me game, I give him game. Mm-hmm. It ain't no competition. We just get money.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. What about all this right here? You want that all?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
Think about taking the mustache off. What you think?
Okay, let's get a rest.
You know what? We'll stick with the same thing.
Same thing? Oh, okay.
I'll do it.
Look at your laugh. Cold laugh, bro. Cold water's gonna stop. What kind of hair product do you use on your face?
You said hair products on my face.
Not hair products, but I'm tripping. But what kind of products you use on your face for like the bumps, stuff like that?
To be honest, nothing. I think I got pretty good skin. I drink a lot of water.
A lot of water?
Yeah, but I use cocoa butter, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Wash my face.
Wash that real good, quick.
Yeah, I don't need nothing.
Oh, okay.
I use Dove soap. That's about it.
Dove soap?
Mm-hmm. That's what my mama introduced me to.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Cause I got sensitive skin.
You got, so you Dove sensitive?
My skin sensitive. Like I used to have, not acne, but when you break out, like a little rash, echinacea, I forgot what it's called, something along those lines. I used to get these little rashes and stuff, but as I've gotten older, it's kind of, I'm growing out of it.
Growing out of it?
Yeah, I just use good old cocoa butter.
Oh yeah? Cocoa butter?
It's my go-to.
What type of name is that cocoa butter?
Man, if I could remember the name, it's one of the pop, is it Vaseline? Yeah, Vaseline cocoa butter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got
their own
version.
What about the
cocoa butter? I use that too, but I like the Vaseline better. I feel like it lasts longer and give me a little more shine.
Oh, okay. Nice. Well, right. Man, this is good, man. What about the
cocoa? How about you?
Man, I use cocoa butter too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cocoa butter's cool.
All right. So let me ask you, man, what's your overall experience of just being here as an entrepreneur in
Atlanta? Oh, man. My experience is, number one, you got to work hard for this, too.
Okay.
It don't come overnight. Okay. Just the experience that I'm making my own rules. You know, it took some time to get to this point.
So right.
That's the experience, I would say.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I planted my own seeds. And now I'm just watching it grow.
Right. So the barber I see today, you didn't just pop out like
this. Pop out like
it's
that.
It's a work.
To reps and met, fucked up high cuts too.
Mm. Yeah.
So people got on the stand, man.
Here's the car, man.
Huh?
The car, it hit your car around that corner.
They hit my car?
No, I'm saying.
Okay, just move it.
Yeah.
Okay. We about to go ahead and end this podcast show. We gonna come on back. You hear me?
Appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah,
you got
that
landing
right there.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Not to be continued. We'll be right back.
All right, so I'm back. Save my car.